much for joining me for the series called Thus Saith the Lord's Word. That series is written by Dorothy Mason Wayman, and I'm reading this book and I am asking you to join in with me so that not only can we get some coaching around the different topics that we're doing, but we can also see what God's Word says about the different topics. Just wanted to let you guys know that I'm very intrigued and excited about what God is doing. And we're just going to be giving some coaching tonight on comfort. That is the topic for tonight. And then we're going to give some scriptures on what God's Word says about it. But our world today is truly suffering and not in a state of comfort. And we just want you guys to know that you can have comfort. It is possible. And we're going to show you how to do that tonight. Again, I just want to make sure you guys know to get a pen, get a pencil. You may want to write some things down. You may not have to write anything down. Go ahead and share this particular live on your page and also tap into some friends. We just want to let you know that comfort is a topic and we want to coach it. And we also want to see what God says about it. So let's talk about comfort. What are some things that typically give us comfort? Well, a blanket can give you comfort if you're cold. You can also get comfort from a companion if you're lonely. You can get comfort if you just have a thought and a really warm thought about someone that you love. But what comes with comfort is familiarity. Also, what comes with comfort is to be around or experience things that you know, things that make you happy, things that give you joy, and things that make you feel comfortable. A lot of times, the only time comfort is present is when intimacy is present. Now, that doesn't mean always in relationships. But you feel comfortable when your surroundings know you. You feel comfortable when you know your surroundings. And sometimes we're still seeking comfort on the outside of us. But just know that most of the time when we're uncomfortable, we could be experiencing a disconnect with our source. And when you're experiencing a disconnect with your source, it just means that you might need to have try to get a better relationship with the source. So a lot of times, just think about being uncomfortable. I want to tell all of you that being uncomfortable is a choice. Did I just say that? Being uncomfortable is a choice. Did you know that you can choose how you feel at any given time? And all you have to do is take 100% responsibility. Hey, Betty Watson, good evening to you. Being comfortable is a choice. Now, I know. Most people are like, wait a minute. When I'm uncomfortable, I don't choose to be uncomfortable. Hey, LaTanya. Well, that's true. You may not choose to be uncomfortable, and things may happen to make you feel uncomfortable. But what you are in choice about is how you respond to whatever has happened that's making you choose to feel uncomfortable. Now, I know you're like, wait a minute, Sharon, I'm not choosing this. This is how I feel. But what I'm telling you is just take a moment and think about when you get some information and something happens to you, there is a small window where you can decide on how to feel about it and what to do about it. Most of us don't even look at that window. Most of us don't even pay attention to that window because it's small. It's a small window between you have a thought and you're gonna have a reaction. But there is a window for you to choose how you want to react, how you want to feel about what's going on with you. So what I'm challenging each and every person to do tonight is to take responsibility for how you feel for 24 hours. No matter what phone call you get, no matter how they're treating you at work, no matter how your spouse is acting, no matter if the dog poops in your kitchen and you get home and have to clean it up. Yep, I had to do that today. No matter how those things happen, take a moment and still choose to be comfortable. Still choose it. Still choose to be grateful. Still choose to be happy. Still choose to be joyous. Still choose to be who you really are, even though the things on the outside of you are happening. Because there is nothing on the outside of you that's greater than that that's on the inside of you. But you do have to realize that and make a choice and choose how you want to respond to what's happening to you. Now, I want to challenge everybody to create your own weather. Every day, choose how you want to feel. And then go throughout that whole day, no matter what happens, and choose to feel that way. Now, I'll be honest with you, it don't always work. I promise you it may not work through about 10 minutes. You may get 10 minutes in your day, and somebody is gonna come either in your area, or you're gonna get a call, or you're gonna get one of them emails that sound a little tricky, and it's gonna cause you to do what? Act a little tricky. But what I'm telling you is, if we just start to practice and we just start to say, you know what? You don't control how I feel. You may be acting crazy over there, but I'm choosing to feel all right over here. I want to feel comfort. I want to feel safe. I want to feel secure. And I want to feel like I really am all right. And so if you start to feel that and choose to feel that, then what will happen is you'll develop a habit to be in control of your emotions and choose how you want to feel. Most people don't even understand that they even have that power. Why? Because they're not connected to the source. Why? Because they've gotten distracted. They have gotten off the, you know, beaten path. Most of the people who are listening to me right now have a belief system in the God that they serve. You have some type of belief that there's a bigger power or higher power than you. But sometimes you may not allow yourself to be powerful because you were made by power. I'm going to say that one more time. You don't allow yourself to be powerful because you don't really believe that you were made from power. See, when you believe that you come from power, you have no other choice but to exude power, because you'll have the confidence that you have what? Power, absolutely. And what God says about it, let's talk about what our God says about the power that he has bestowed upon us to give us comfort. But we have to believe he is our comfort and not anything on the outside of us that's going to make us feel comfortable or be our comfort. I'll never forget, boy, I told you, listen, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I promise you, I do listen. My mama always told me, Sharon, don't trust man, trust God. Has anybody else ever heard that from me? Don't trust man, trust God. But then every time I want to trust man, trust my man, you know, my boyfriend, or trust the job, you know, and try to, you know, hopefully, you know, they're going to see that I'm a good worker and they're going to give me a raise. And hopefully, listen, let me tell you something. Don't do it. You ever seen them signs say, don't go here, don't go there? Your source is in God. You got to trust him for everything that you do. And Habakkuk 13:5, it says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's God telling us, baby, I'm not going to ever leave you. And God can't lie, okay? Now, we know man can lie and lie real good, okay? So when God says, I will never leave you or forsake you, believe me, he mean it. He means it. And let's talk about Psalms 27:10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. See, people will forsake you for their own wants and their own selfishness and their own things that they want to do. They will forsake you, but God will not. And he's telling us, have comfort. Know that I got your back. I made you. I'm going to take care of you. You ain't got to worry about a thing. But if you choose to worry, I can't do nothing about that, because it gave you the power of choice. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, if you choose not to have faith about it, then there's nothing God can do about it. Okay? Let's go to another one. Let's go to Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, just come unto me. I will give you rest. Now, it comes a time when you're going to have to trust the word, read the word, believe the word, and act like you know the word. Because once you know better, I have a wonderful client that said, when you know better, you do better. But what we have to know is our mind is the most powerful entity on the earth. Our mind has created planes. Our mind has created, ships that go to the moon. Our mind has created, ships that float on water. Our mind has created a lot of things, and our mind can choose how we want to feel. Now, if you don't believe me, now we grown folk. I'm hoping just grown folks is looking at me right now, because if you don't believe how powerful your mind is, the mind doesn't know the difference between reality and fiction. You know how I know? Because if it did, masturbation would not be possible. Yes, I said it. Okay. Masturbation wouldn't be possible. So you have to trick your mind sometimes into believing, even when you don't want to believe. You have to act like you have faith, even when you only have the faith of just a little mustard seed. You have to just believe that God is going to work your situation out. Some of us like get in God's place. In other words, if you can't do anything about your situation, that's God's opportunity. Man or woman's opportunity. Man or woman's extremity is God's opportunity. But sometimes we'd be like, wait a minute, Jesus, let me help you out. And I got another friend that says, God ain't never did this. Oh, Sharon, I need your help. God ain't never did that. He never tapped you and said, I need your help. So when you can't do it, leave it alone and give it to God. And leave it there. You got to leave it there. Let's go to Psalms 119, 49 and 50. Remember the word until thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. I'm telling you, God is telling us that all we have to do is remember his word. His word will never come back void. His word, he cannot lie. And if we stay in the word and know the word, which is why Sharon is starting to add the word to her coaching, it's because I want to seek out what the word says about what I'm saying and what I've learned and been trained and paid $20,000 for coaching. That information, I want to see how it correlates together. And believe it or not, it does. But what I also need is the scripture. So you can't have one thing without the other. If you don't know where your source is, if you don't know who your source is, and you don't know how to get comfort, then you're out there lost. So many people have lost a loved one or a cousin, or maybe you didn't even know them. You just saw them high and by, and the next thing you know, they were gone due to COVID-19. How do you get comfort when you lose a loved one? Well, your comfort is, if they died from COVID-19, they're with God. And if God has them, they are better than you right now. They actually doing better than you right now. And you need to be joyous that they are up there, not feeling any pain, not dealing with bills, not dealing with kids, not dealing with stress, not dealing with the ailments, not dealing with COVID-19 and all the restrictions and everything we have to do. But if you're selfish, the first thing you're going to say, well, they left me and I just wish they were here. Now, how selfish is that to have God take somebody to with him and you say, but what am I going to do? Uh-oh. Did I just say that? I didn't say that. You are selfish if someone dies and goes to heaven and you are still sulking because they're not here with you. That is selfishness. And you have to understand that that's people and family is not your comfort. God is the comfort. I'm just going to give it to you straight. I'm going to tell it like it is. And you know, it's going to be tight, but it's going to be right. Sharon is not going to hold her tongue. She's just going to tell you what it is. If you don't have comfort today, it's because you don't have a relationship with your comforter. And that's not man. That is God. So I'm going to encourage you to go to some of these scriptures. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5, 6, and 8. And what it says is, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We are confident that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Stop drinking to make your body feel good. Stop smoking to make you feel good. Stop sexing to make you feel good. Stop doing the things you're doing on the outside to make your body feel good, and seek God for your comfort. I'm telling you, food was my addiction. Anybody that is standing 378 pounds and all, you know, and high blood pressure and taking high blood pressure pills and still in denial that she has a food addiction, you know, I'm talking about Sharon. That's all I can talk about. That's crazy. So I said, Lord, I need your help. And as soon as I said I needed his help, I had a friend of mine, Ted Swinney, said, listen, Sharon, if you want to lose weight, I can tell you how to lose some weight. Here's what you do. No red meat, no pork, no fried foods, no sodas, and no white rice, pasta, or bread. If you just do those things right there, weight will fall off of you. Thank you so much, Ted Swinney, because I have lost 18 pounds taking that one simple program and absolutely using it. Now, I wasn't starving because I was eating. I wasn't starving, but what I chose was to do better in my body and my temple and trust that God was going to take that food taste out of my mouth for sugar, for caffeine, and for all the things that's going to kill me if I keep eating, and make sure that I start to develop a palate for the good food. So that's what we talked about tonight, y'all, on comfort. I hope this helps somebody today. I hope you open up your Bible and turn to some of these scriptures. I hope that you just have a conversation with God like he's sitting at your kitchen table and ask him for everything that you need right now and believe that he's going to give it to you. And if your heart is heavy, I just want you to trust that God has got you and that he is your comforter. Don't look for comfort in another person, another bottle, another a cigarette, another joint, another crack. Don't look for comfort in those areas, because if you let the devil ride, he's going to want to drive. And if you let him drive, he will drive you in a ditch.